Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning. It's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Patrick Parent. Get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve all your gardening problems.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning, gardeners. Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. I'm your host, Patrick Parent, Paul's youngest son. I'm going to be here till 10 o'clock Eastern time to answer all your gardening questions. Feel free to give us a call and call us in about 15-20 minutes here. Our phone number is 855-660-4261. In the meantime, we are joined by Karen from Natural Alternative. Good morning, Karen.
Good morning, Patrick. How are you?
I am doing pretty great. How are you doing?
I'm good. Congratulations.
Well, thank you. And I do have to say congratulations to you with being with your company for 25 years, I believe it was. I saw that online the other day.
Yes, that's true. 25 years. Seems like it's gone so quickly.
It's pretty awesome, though, to be with the same company. Shows a lot about the company and, you know, sticking with somebody for that long of a company shows that really what they're doing means something. And it's pretty awesome. So
yeah,
I wanted to make sure people knew that because I think that's pretty cool to be.
Well, thank you. It's a good company, and I'm proud to be there.
Perfect. Now, let's get down to some of the things that we wanted to talk about today. You know, we usually talk about ice melt, right, this time of year. But we were, you know, you were thinking this time of year, people start, because we've had a few storms, another one, another storm. We need to talk about this. Let's start talking about spring, right? Let's think spring. And you guys have some ideas of planning for spring at this point, right?
And that's correct. In our business, we're usually planning a couple of months out. So, you know, we're thinking in December, we're thinking of spring and, you know, fertilizer and grass seed and trying to get things lined up. So when, the season does arrive, we are ready to help our customers. So, you know, the spring kind of brings about a new renewal. So we think about, you know, good spring cleaning to get our house organized, get outdoors where we can go for a brisk walk. And we also start thinking about our lawns and gardens. So while it's still cold and you can't get outside, there are some things that you can do now. And if you remember the last time we spoke, we talked about a microorganism found in the soil that helps to work as an antidepressant. It releases things that just make you happy. And so we want people to start thinking about getting into the dirt and getting a sense of pride of developing, you know, your lawn, your gardens, your flowers, and so forth. So we want to think spring. We want to plan for it now so when the weather breaks, we're ready. And for people thinking about your vegetable gardens, think about what items you want to plant. Now, I do a garden every year, and every year I do not plant the same thing. I always have peppers and plants or tomatoes. But, you know, last year I had such a big harvest of the spaghetti squash. That is one thing I will not be planting this year. So I'm trying to think what else can I plant for that, and what kind of cucumbers can I plant. So start thinking about these things now. Think about going to your local nursery, see if they have seeds, Or if you're like my father used to get the big seed catalogs, and he poured over them like I poured over the Sears Christmas catalog, and he would write down, you know, what he wanted to order and get everything ready. So when, you know, the seeds came in, he could start getting them organized and planning out his garden. So when it's time to plant, we recommend our 505 and our 555 fertilizer with fertilizer to get your plants started off. So for those that are developing your seeds and going to start planting in your homes before you transplant it outside, you can mix the fertilizer and the fertilizer right into the soil to help the seeds develop and grow strong roots. The fertilizer will actually help to accelerate the seed germination, and it's going to enhance the growth of the plant by stimulating cell division and elongation. So that's a good thing for your plants to start to get to generate the root system and develop those plants. And you can mix the fertilizer in with water to continue to get those microbes down into the soil to protect the plant, because they're going to colonize around the roots of the plant. And the 505 and the 555 fertilizers we have, they're all-purpose fertilizers, and they're going to provide the nutrients your plants need to start a healthy plant and pave the way for beautiful blooms, delicious vegetables, and these can be found under our grow section of the website. And the 505, the 555, and fertilizer can be used on indoor plants as well as outdoor plants. So if you have rose bushes, azaleas, rhododendrons, whatever, you can use those outside. They come in a little shaker jug, so you just sprinkle it around the roots and get that down into your soil. And our website is www.natural-alternative.com. Or if you have questions about which is the right product, you can always call us at 888-546-5941.
Definitely, that's one of the great things about you guys is you're open with the phone number, with everything, and when you actually make a call, there's a human who answers. I love that.
My boss does not like the automated phone system, so we try to get those phones answered by a person. As long as we're not, you know, we're available, there's not a meeting going on, we're answering the phone.
Definitely, and you guys want the questions. You want those so that you can recommend the right product for the right time. It's definitely awesome to see. Now, you do have your Know and Grow library, and one of the articles, you know, you sent me a couple pictures of using recycled milk bottles. You know, and one of those, you know, the creating an indoor herb garden, or, you know, a couple of those things are in that Know and Grow library, right?
That is correct. And you can find that in the top of the website. There's an orange bar, and click on Know and Grow library. And I found this cool picture in one of the websites I was looking at, and they were taking a plastic milk jug, and they were cutting off the top of it and cutting off the top of the front of it. So you would have a little, almost like a bowl to put your soil and plant your herbs in. And you can put a little label on the front of that milk carton to identify what type of herb you're growing. And then with the plastic handles, they had a stick going through it. So if you have an outdoor area or an area that's enclosed, that's warm, and you can put that in there to help to hang those herbs. And then that way you'll have, there's some other articles in there talking about how to preserve fresh herbs. And I think there's four different types, whether you're drying it, whether you're freezing them. Some people put some herbs and butter for use at another time. But it's some cool information to figure out how that you can keep your herbs growing all year long. And, you know, it made me think that when I was younger, we were going to school, we had to take those milk cartons to school, the cardboard ones. And I was so happy to take home a plant that I had planted in this milk carton and then could sit it in the window and watch it grow. So I think it's really cool. It's something you can do with your grandchildren or your children. to get them interested in trying to, you know, work outdoors and see how things grow and so forth. So the Know and Grow Library has some great information. Just like I said, click on the orange bar at the top of the website. And there's also some seasonal checklists down at the end of the Know and Grow Library. So check out those things you can be doing, planning for spring and so forth. So some good information, good articles.
Definitely. And just looking at the the pictures on here that you sent me, I mean, it's such a simple idea that you're almost just like, wow, why didn't I think of that, right? And it's so cool because the way they hang them, you can get that vertical space, right? So you have mm-hmm. more space up above and you can grow something below it and multifaceted. It's almost like you can build that living wall, right? It's pretty cool stuff. I'm going to have to share it on our Facebook page at some point a little bit later today so you guys can see it because I'll tell you, great idea. Now, we're about less than a minute from the break. On the other side of the break, I want to talk about lawn care, right? Because
sure.
That's something that we should be ready for. As you mentioned, you know, we're always a season ahead and thinking. And that's one of the things I push here. So I want to talk about that lawn care so you're ready when the season hits. So we're going to take a break. Our phone number for after, that is 855-660-4261. And we'll take a break. We'll be back with Karen from Natural Alternative after this.
Are your window boxes and containers wilting on these hot days of summer? Do you spend countless hours watering your garden? Well, it's not too late to change that with soil moist granules. Just punch a few holes in the soil near the plant and add a pinch or two of soil moist granules. The soil moist granules will swell 200 times, holding the water in the soil for your plants to use. Established plants like roses, vegetables, annuals, perennials, and new shrubs and trees will stop wilting. That's soil moist. How would you like the garden to be green this year? Yes, it's possible with BioSafe products. BioSafe has an organic weed and grass killer, no more Roundup, organic disease control, organic insecticide, organic mold and mildew, BioSafe fruit and vegetable wash, and all the organic products to keep your fish pond clean. Go to BioSafeSystems.com, call 860-290-8890. BioSafe.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Phone number here is 855-660-4261. We are talking with Karen from Natural Alternative. We're thinking spring. We talked about some indoor gardening, that type of thing, but let's think outside. Let's think lawn care. So what can we be doing right now to start planning for the lawn?
So now is a good time to start looking at our tools. Find your rakes and your shovels so when you need them, you know where they're at. Make sure they're clean and they don't have any debris from last year left on them. And it's also a good time to take a look at your mowers and your tillers. Check the filters, your spark plugs and oil. Make sure your filters are clean. And for your mowers, it's also really important to get them sharpened. Since you're spending a lot of time indoors, now is a good time to work on getting those mower blades sharpened. And new mower blades need to be sharpened before using those. So we recommend that you sharpen your mower blades at least four times throughout the season because dull blades can adversely affect your lawn. And if they're not properly sharpened, they can leave your grass blades looking frayed. And that's going to stress out your lawn, making it susceptible to disease and less vibrant. So while you have the time now, start checking your tools. Make sure you know where they're at. Get them ready. And then once the spring breaks, you're going to be good to go and get everything ready that you need.
It's definitely super important, you know, the sharpening of the blade, right? You know, and you have some information in the Know and Grow library, but the sharpening of the blade, so we're actually cutting the blades, not ripping the blades. That's a huge thing, right?
Correct.
So that's in the Know and Grow library is some lawn care information on why sharp blades are important. What else can we be thinking about for our lawn this spring?
Well, now is a good time to start planning for your lawn fertilizer. So we have fertilizer at the warehouse. It's something that we can ship direct to you. You don't need to go out and pick it up. Let us ship it direct to you. We have a 5-step fertilizer program that's going to feed your lawn throughout the growing season. Every lawn has dietary needs to stay healthy and green, and our fertilizer is designed to feed the turf. We always think of the soil as a foundation of a house. So your grass plants are the house, the foundation is the soil. So we want to build a strong soil foundation that your grass plants can live on. So our fertilizer is designed to create this healthy turf, a healthy environment. We like the microorganisms that are in the soil and the beneficial insects that are down in there, so we want to protect them. And the nutrients that we use in our fertilizers, they're a specific blend of nitrogen and potassium that meets your lawn's needs. Our fertilizers, for the most part, are phosphorus-free. The only time we use phosphorus is when we're seeding. And this will help to keep the waterways clean. The nitrogen we use is a natural and organic-based fertilizer to produce a quick spring green-up. And we also have a pre-emergent crabgrass control that's not part of the full program because not every lawn needs it. So if your lawn traditionally has crabgrass, this is something that you can use and put it down so that you're suppressing and preventing the crabgrass from germinating. And people always kind of associate when to apply that pre-emergent with the forsythia. In our world, we're looking at it as when the soil temperatures are hitting a 55 degrees at a 4-inch depth. So now's a good time that you can start thinking about your lawn fertilizer and what you need. Look back to see if there's anything you have left over. And you can check us out on natural-alternative.com. You can use the PPGC coupon code to get 10% off your order, and we offer free shipping. So, and if you have questions on what type of fertilizer you need, you can call us at 888-546-5941.
Awesome. Tons of great information. I'm going to actually try and post a couple of the links to your Know and Grow library on our Facebook page because they are so important that I see. So, again, I appreciate you coming on, Karen. It's, as always, great information, so thank you so much.
Thank you, Patrick. You have a great day.
I will. You too.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right, our phone number is 855-660-4261. Give us a call with any questions you have in regards to indoor, outdoor gardens. Take a break. Back in a few.
Have you ever fed the birds during the winter? It's a lot of fun. But don't waste your money on inexpensive bird food that will not attract those colorful birds and the songbirds. Cheap seed contains filler like red Milo, cracked corn, and white millet. A great seed if you want to attract mourning doves and grackles. But if you want songbirds and colorful birds, use Wild Delight Bird Food Custom Blends. Fresh raisins, cherries, cranberries, tree nuts, vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals. Found only in Wild Delight Bird Food.
I'm your BioAdvanced lawn care scientist, here to introduce new all-in-one Weed and Feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover. Plus, it kills crabgrass all in one easy step. And it has microfeed action, which creates a more nutritious, resilient root zone. That's the key to a healthy green lawn. Make the switch and try the one that weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
New all-in-one Weed and Feed from BioAdvanced Science-Based Solutions. Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
USA News Update. As a new COVID variant is spreading, doctors are warning about millions of children not up to date on their vaccines.
Half of kids 5 and older are behind on their COVID shots, according to the CDC, with not even a third of 5-year-olds getting the first two. Dr. Ankush Bansal, who practices in Florida, says outbreaks of diseases are preventable.
25 million doses of the routine immunizations were missed worldwide. And so a lot of these diseases, which were really well controlled, like measles and mumps, are now starting to spread throughout communities.
He says this led to an increase in hospitalizations in kids. The World Health Organization predicts 50% of children won't have the required vaccines by 2030. I'm Jeremy Scott.
When you're doing your taxes, keep in mind this year's biggest tax changes are those tax breaks you won't get after pandemic-era credits have expired. Corey Myers, USA News.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, that phone number here is 855-660-4261. And I do have a call on the line, so I want to get right into that. So, Nathan, who's up next?
Greg's in Swansea.
Greg, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Good morning.
Good morning.
Thanks for taking my call.
No problem.
I'm in Swansea, New Hampshire, not Swansea, Massachusetts.
Okay. All right. That changes things, right?
It does. Different area. So we had that big storm on Monday.
Yep.
And I still have some rhododendrons and some arborvitaes that are slung over with the heavy snow weight and stuck to the ground. Should I let nature take its course this spring and let it melt, or should I go out there and try to free them?
So I would do my best to try and free them right now, especially the arborvitaes. The rhododendrons, maybe not as much. The reason why with the arborvitaes is that can split them and cause them to almost not be conical, like you're looking for them, right? You know, you're looking right for them to be upright. With it being frozen like that and staying, it could actually cause the plant to kind of force the growth that way. So what I would look at doing is go out and get some, it's called jute twine. It's a green twine that's biodegradable. And So what I want you to do with that is once you've cleaned the snow off, you know, and today and tomorrow are going to be are warmer than they will be going forward. So clean that snow off, the ice off, let it kind of bounce back a little bit on its own, because we don't want to force it immediately back up. We want to at least let it kind of naturally do its thing to come up. And once it's gotten that like curve away, which should be within 24 hours maximum in my thought process here, take that jute twine and the branch, was it both sides that kind of wept over, or was it just one side?
I've got a whole row. There's probably 15 of them. and they're about 15 to 20 feet tall.
Okay.
And half of them are flung over on both sides.
Okay. So if you can, the idea is to try and tie that jute twine to both branches and kind of pull each other together, not to the point where it's going to, like, snap them, but at least so they hold on to each other a little bit more and will eventually come back. It's just going to help them get into that upright position again that we're looking for, because that's one of the things is we don't – when it just sits there, more ice hits, more snow hits, more cold weather, you could end up having that those arborvitaes are just kind of like stuck like that. And what it could also do is, because the inside's exposed, it could cause it to snap a little bit more because it's going to dry out the inside. Usually, on the inside of arborvitaes, it's dark. They don't see the sun that much. They'll see like a filtered sun. But now there's going to be that hot sun. Even though it's in the winter, the sun is baking down on the center and could cause it to dry out, causing it to snap long term. So it's really get that snow off there the best you can. And don't go out there and just take like a shovel or something and beat the snow off of it. Get like a nice broom. Not a nice broom, like a broom. Something that, you know, you can kind of wipe the snow off at first or kind of bang on it with the bristles of the broom. Because it's an easier, when it hits it, it's easier than like a metal shovel or something. You know what I mean? It's not going to cause damage.
So gingerly. I need to do this gingerly.
As gingerly as you can.
Okay.
Right?
So today, get the snow off, let it kind of come up on its own, and tomorrow when it's warmer, tie them up.
Yeah, do the best you can. And then you could actually just try to loop around it a bunch of it, you know, a couple feet. So it's not just one spot holding on to each other, but using that jute twine, what it also does is it allows the tree to move in the wind. It's not just keeping it in one spot. And what I would look to do is for the future, for next year, knowing that this has happened, preemptively, you know, around like November, take that same twine and tie the tree up more towards the top, maybe the top like 5 feet, so that if we get another snowstorm, the future, it's not going to bend it again, right? This would be one of those things where we're preemptively doing it because we know it's happened in the past, and the more it happens, the more likely damage will happen going forward. So we just want to just be preemptive on it.
I understand what you're saying, but like doing the preemptive stuff next year, like I said, these arborvitaes are almost 15 feet tall.
I completely understand. It's not the easiest thing in the world, right? But with these, I'm sure it's a hedge, right? Blocking something.
It is. It's a hedgerow, yes.
Yeah, so it's blocking something. And the idea is if it's happened once, it's weakening the plant, right? And see, you know, maybe it's talking to a local arborist and seeing if they have a way to come through and maybe there's a way to stake it without even seeing it, and it just stays there during the season throughout, right? Whereas, you know, this jute twine is biodegradable. It's not one of those ones where we want to tie it really tight to the branches to cause, like, it to grow around it. This is something to allow it to move a little bit and help it get stronger. The other thing I'd want you to do, and again, I know they're 15-foot trees, but fertilizing this spring is huge for what for these plants going forward as well, because
I use the organic Holytone every fall and every spring.
Perfect. So I'd want to make sure you do that. You know, I might even look at, instead of using the Holytone this spring, possibly using a 10-10-10. Right.
Let me write that down.
So you'd be using a 10-10-10, which is an all-purpose fertilizer. You can buy it in like a 35-pound bag. And that 10-10-10, you won't have to use as much as the Holytone. You follow the directions on there. But what it's going to do is it's all purpose. So it's going to go to the leaves. It's going to go to the branches. It's going to go to the root system. So it's going to focus on everything. And not that the Holytone doesn't do that. It definitely does. But this is just a more, has more nutrients in it. I think a Holytone is like a 4-3-3. So we're doubling the amount of nutrients in here in a beneficial way to get that plant started to correct some of the issues that it had just from Mother Nature in general. So okay, that's why just this spring I would look to do that. And then the fall of next year, do that Holytone at half the rate and go back to the Holytone. This is just a, you know, vitamins to give it back. I'd also look at like maybe a protolizer from Natural Alternative. These things, what it's really doing is just trying to reverse some of the damage that could have happened on the inside and allow it to grow a little bit stronger for you.
Okay.
Okay. And, you know, like I mentioned, maybe it's because it's such a big hedge, contacting a arborist in the area. See if there's something they can do where, you know, up above where nobody can really see it, they use a green wire or whatnot, maybe they make a like cabling system to hold them apart. And it doesn't have to be done right now. It could be done maybe during the summer or something. And see if they have some ideas of how to do it. But the fertilization in the spring is huge to make sure it's taken care of. But other than that, okay, if you can get that snow off, just be gentle about it. Don't go out there swinging like you're swinging like for a home run here. Just nice and easy to break off some of that snow.
Okay.
Okay.
And so where it's frozen to the ground, kind of, is it going to be okay to, like, pull it or, you know,
because yeah,
I know
so,
the branches are going to get broke.
That's inevitable, right? Just be gentle the best you can, because realize when you pull some of that ice off, it might pull the branching with it. Just, to, you yeah. know, is it an area where there's probably going to be some sun today?
Yes, there will.
So that, you know.
Yeah, I was going to wait till this afternoon, probably around 2 o'clock to start this, where it does get warmer.
Yeah, so I think at that point you're going to notice some of that ice is going to be easier to come off. So I think you'll be okay with it. But, yeah, just gentle with it. Don't rip it off. Maybe, you know, maybe it's shoveling some of the ice that's on the outside that's not touching it but close to it so that some of that snow can easily just break down. Because when we, you know, we know when snow piles are built up, they take forever to break down. So if we break down around the area as well, there's less snow to melt. That can melt a little bit easier. So, it's, you know, it's a little bit of work, but I think it'll be worth it at the end of the day for you. Now, for those rhododendrons you have, the reason why I'm saying don't worry about it as much is because the arborvitaes are meant to be upright. The rhododendrons, you know, bush form, having some of that snow, as long as they're not snapping, should be fine. What I'd look at doing is see if there's any major limbs that are covered in snow. And those I might try to break up a little bit, some of that snow, get some of the weight off, slowly allow it to come back. But the rhododendron likes being covered in snow, especially during the wintertime, because it keeps the temperature the same. It keeps it so it's not going to open up with the flowers, those types of things. It also does is if the snow is very low, where it's just underneath the branching, and the branching's all above it, think about the you know, it's the white snow. If you're driving and you see, like, just a white snow, it gets a really big glare if it's sunny out. What's happening to your plant is the same thing. It's got the glare, but it's actually heating up underneath the leaves. So it's reflecting off the snow up onto the branching and causing it to warm up even more. So sometimes having coverage around it is actually a good thing. I'm concerned about the arborvitaes because it sits there too long, it can cause the branching to completely just make that curl and stay there for a good amount of time, possibly, you know, long term.
Okay, we don't want that.
No, not at all.
Well, I thank you very much.
No problem, Greg.
And, And I've got my activities for the afternoon.
Well, at least it's going to be nice out, right? That's the bonus. Yeah. And it's going to be cold soon, but nice today and tomorrow, so you got some time.
Well, thank you very much, and have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right, our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. I got about 30 seconds before the break, so I just, I know I have another call in there. Just hang tight with me. I don't want to bring you on and just cut you off right away. So for everybody else, our phone number is 855-660-4261. We have plenty of time for your questions. We got another hour after the next segment, so plenty of time to call us with those questions. You know, we're going to have a nice couple days here. Might be able to do some stuff outside. Anyways, call us, 855-660-4261. We'll be back.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
You ever get the feeling that the world is being held together with duct tape? Every day we're thrown some new meaningless drama in the fake news to distract us from the reality we're all about to face. Between the government trying to print their way out of debt, military conflicts, the disintegration of our most trusted institutions, and a looming food shortage, preparedness is no longer a choice. It's a necessity. You can trust My Patriot Supply. Our emergency food kits come packed with tasty meals averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit for each person in your family. Self-reliance is the only alternative to government food lines. Time is running out. Become ungovernable. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and save on dozens of different emergency food kits while you can. These kits are in stock, ship fast, and arrive in unmarked boxes for your privacy. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com before the next crisis strikes. MyPatriotSupply.com.
How many products does it take to protect over 100 types of edible fruit, citrus, and vegetable plants from pests? Just one. Introducing Fruit, Citrus, and Vegetable Insect Control from Bayer Advanced. Formulated for use on over 100 types of edible fruit, citrus, and vegetable plants. Just one mix and pour application kills insects and prevents new infestation all season long. Take the guesswork out of protecting your edible garden. Bayer Advanced. Better science, better results. BayerAdvanced.com. Always read and follow label directions.
Would you love to have the more colorful birds and songbirds on your backyard feeders this year? Start with quality bird food from Wild Delight. Open a bag and smell the seed blend. Find raisins, cranberries, cherries, along with sunflower, peanuts, tree nuts, and thistle seed. Wild Delight is the only company that adds vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals to all of their seed blend. Keep your birds healthy this year with Wild Delight. No morning doves or grackles, just beautiful birds when you use Wild Delight bird food.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Phone number here is 855-660-4261. And we do have a call on the line, so we're going to get to that. Nathan, who's up next?
Gene's in Methuen.
Gene, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Hello.
Good morning.
Oh, good morning. I have one of those orchid plants that I bought from the grocery store, and it has bloomed once, and now it's starting to bloom again. However, I wanted to ask you a couple of questions about the potting soil for it, the fertilizer, and how to water it. When I did water it, I took the plant, you know, it's in like that plastic container with the drain holes.
Yep.
All right. However, I kind of I put too much water in it, so I try to like lift the whole plant out of that plastic container so I could just like squeeze a little of the water out of it. But the some of the soil didn't come up with the whole plant. It stuck to the bottom of that plastic container, so it's separate now. And, I mean, it's still doing fine, you know, but if I wanted to repot it, it's a soft kind of potting soil that's in there, not the hard kind. I understand there's two kinds. Can I mix and match? Because I can't seem to find any of that soft kind that has that. Is it sphagnum? I'm not sure
sphagnum,
how
you say it. Yeah, sphagnum peat moss.
Yeah, sphagnum I can't moss, seem yeah. to find that anywhere. Maybe it's the time of year. I don't know.
It could be. What I'd like for you to really look at for the orchids is an orchid bark. So it they're like little bark chips. They can sell them in like a 4-quart bag. That is the best addition to the soil that you have already there.
What is not the best addition?
No, it is bark chips.
So the hard kind.
So they sell orchid mix out there. There's an orchid mix soil that you would use.
Okay.
It's definitely one that I would recommend for an orchid. And also, if you're looking for like a pot to go with it, the orchid wants a pot that has holes in the side, right? It's not one that it needs to be solid. That's kind of why that plastic pot was there. That plastic pot has some holes in it. It's easier for it to breathe. And I know that sometimes around the base of it, it's got that sphagnum moss all the way around. And that's okay. Honestly, that's okay to do. But I think...
So you're telling me that there's a hard type pot that has drain holes
on the side.
On the side.
If you go to a local garden center and you say, "I'm looking for an orchid pot," they're going to know what that is. At least I hope so. But I know they will, because an orchid pot is different than regular pots. Like if you were to go online and Google orchid pot. They have so many different styles of them, but you're going to see that all of them have holes in the side, because the idea behind an orchid is it actually needs the air in the roots to grow and be better for you. Okay, so that's why there's that plastic container. It might have a little bit of holes in it. It's nice and easy.
But it has holes on the side. It does have.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Because the root system wants to get some of that air to it.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so that is important. The other thing is Espoma has an orchid mix that you can use. It's perfect soil for you. It should be at pretty much any local garden center at this point should have it. Or you can get it on. It's a 4-quart bag, right? It's ideal for an orchid. It's the exact mix that you need. It's got everything. You wouldn't have to buy the bark, you wouldn't have to buy this, that. It's everything you need for it to allow that, you know, the air to circulate in that soil.
Okay.
Now, I know you hear the music. I want you to hang tight, because I want to talk more about the orchid with you, especially about how to water and do those types of things, because I have a trick for you.
I definitely will hang on. Yep.
Okay, perfect. So I have a trick for you when it comes to watering those orchids. We'll talk about that on the other side. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. We're going to take a break. Be back in a few.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.